Good morning. I'm Larry Richard, host of the Big K Morning Show. And in the past half hour, we talked to Rob Mercury, who's a state rep wanting to become a United States congressman, representing the Republican Party. And the incumbent is Congressman Chris DeLuzio, a Thornburg native, Iraq War veteran, voting rights attorney, graduated from the U.S. Naval Academy, and served our country proudly. And we appreciate, first and foremost, your military service, Chris. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. Thanks for having me on.
You and your opponent are about the same age. You're 40, he's 43. You're the incumbent, though, and want to keep your job. You had this since 2023, and someone might say, why do you have to run since you've been in office only a little over a year and a half, right?
Well, I think the framers of our Constitution got this right. You got to be close to the people, and every 2 years means you got to make the case. And that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm asking folks for their votes again to represent us down there. And look, Washington is it's a messy place, but I take the values I learned growing up around here around hard work and love of this country and sacrifice. And despite the chaos down there, my team and I have gotten a heck of a lot done. More than 2,000 constituent cases, helping get more than $5 million back to folks that they were owed from our government. We've seen more than $2 billion of federal money come to this district since I've been the congressman. That's for things, everything from getting lead out of our water pipes, getting the Parkway East repaired, development on the riverfront in Sharpsburg. I could go on and on about funding law enforcement, getting upgrades to fire stations and all the rest. That's the job, but it's more than that. Frankly, it's to represent all of us, to fight for our safety. That's exactly what I've been doing with my efforts on rail safety. It is a real honor to represent Western Pennsylvania, and I'm hoping folks will let me earn their votes this time again and send me back for 2 more years.
A lot of those issues, very important, but they're not what gets the headlines most of the time, as you're aware. The big headline is, what is the most important single issue in Western Pennsylvania? And it seems like most people are talking about the economy.
I think folks want to be able to afford their lives. They want to have solid jobs. They want to have an economy that rewards hard work, right? You play by the rules, you work hard, you can afford your life, retire with dignity. They're tired of getting ripped off, frankly, by a lot of this corporate price gouging. And I hear it from small business owners. I hear it from folks complaining about the prices they see on things. I hear it from farmers. And you got to be willing to take on the big, powerful corporations that are ripping us off. You know, I was with some farmers a few months back hearing from them about how hard it is to get their meat into the processors. And any folks who know that industry know that there's a lot of consolidation, a lot of market power. And we got to have a government willing to stand up to groups like meat processors. That's how you can bring down costs for folks. We got to be investing in jobs here at home. And let me make a pretty clear point about something. When it's something as straightforward as even rail safety, which folks know I'm leading on down in Washington, there are powerful corporate lobbying forces that don't want change, that want to put profits ahead of our safety. Those are the folks bankrolling my Republican right-wing opponent. I mean, the very first endorsement he really put out there was from the powerful groups trying to kill my rail safety legislation. You know, I'm fighting for us, not those guys, and I'm going to continue fighting for us for as long as it takes.
We're with Congressman Chris DeLuzio. Rob Mercury said you voted against an energy bill that would allow us to help extract the natural gas that we have here, at least inhibit it in a way. How do you respond?
Yeah, I don't think he really understands how the Congress works or what these bills really are. I mean, I just was part of a letter, actually, with plenty of colleagues expressing alarm about our ability to export LNG to stand up for our allies in Ukraine, for instance. You talk to the workers whose actual jobs rely on the energy industry across the board. I have every labor endorsement in this region, all the building trades, you name it. That tells you who's standing up for our industry and our jobs around here and our energy future and our energy security going forward. I'm not bankrolled by corporate PACs. I don't take corporate money. My opponent does. That's who he's going to stand up for. That's not what I'm doing.
And what about the border? I know this issue in some ways is so overwhelming to so many. And since sometimes here in southwestern Pennsylvania, we don't have as direct an issue as some of the border states for obvious reasons. Yet Donald Trump and the Republicans saying we're being overrun You're in Congress. What do you hear? Mm-hmm. What's going on? How do we stop it? Said something has to be done.
No doubt, Larry. And we had a bill that should have gotten a vote and should have become law. It was a pretty tough but fair compromise. I wrote an op-ed in the Trib about my support of it. This was negotiated by one of the most conservative Republicans in the Senate with President Biden and his administration. And do you know why it failed? It failed because Donald Trump told congressional Republicans he wanted to campaign on this. He did not want a bill to pass to make things better at the border. That is the kind of naked self-interest, putting your own goals ahead of this country that I can't stand. I can't stomach it. And so I've been part of the solution, working with Democrats and Republicans to actually pass immigration reform and border safety measures. And yet we see these ultra-right folks willing to put their own quest for power ahead of doing things that this country needs. It's very disappointing.
Radio KDKA, Larry Richard with United States Congressman Chris DeLuzio. Congressman, I'm glad we reestablished contact. Wanted to give you a chance to answer the question about voter ID. Where do you stand?
Yeah, look, I think, and I say this as someone who not just served in uniform, but I worked on election security in my time before Congress. There are a lot of common sense things we can do around protecting our elections. Certainly verifying who folks are when they go to register is a big part of that. Paper ballots, which we now have in Pennsylvania, has been a huge improvement for election security. But I often say this too, and this is broader than any single policy change. You know, we can't legislate what's in the heart of candidates, what's in their souls. And when folks like Donald Trump lie about losing elections, when they cast doubt on our democracy, it does more to weaken faith in our self-government than anything else. And I think we have to reject that across party lines. I've been so disappointed by the unwillingness of so many Republican politicians. I want to be clear, politicians, not the voters or people, politicians who refuse to condemn that kind of election denial. And, you know, we've seen election deniers and fake electors running all around this country being welcomed, frankly, by my right-wing opponent into his campaign. That's dangerous stuff. And I think there are good patriots across the political spectrum here in Western Pennsylvania, all over the country, who want our democracy to succeed and don't want to see these attacks.
That said, Congressman, why would it be a problem to ask voters to prove citizenship?
Well, you have to do that to register. You know, folks in this country, when you go to register to vote, you've got to attest under penalty of perjury. You are who you are. You've got to show that. You know, that's not something that isn't already required by the law. And yet I've had to step up with a bunch of my Democratic colleagues to protect the right to vote of our service members abroad who are now being attacked in the courts by several Republican members of Congress, all of whom, by the way, voted against certifying the 2020 election, attacking the right to vote of service members abroad. I really can't believe this is a place I'm seeing the far right of the Republican Party go to go after the right to vote of our service members and their families overseas. And yet here we are. And I bring that up not because these threats aren't real. They are, but I think we have to show with a clear voice across the parties that this is beyond the pale. We shouldn't be attacking the right to vote of those who are wearing our uniform overseas.
With all the divisiveness, you sure you want to keep this job?
You know, Larry, I'll tell you, I serve on the Armed Services Committee. I serve on the Transportation Infrastructure Committee. These are real working committees. We get a lot done. One of the caucuses that I am most proud of is the Four Country Caucus that is veterans in both parties, Democrats, Republicans. That's a group that we really punch above our weight. We get a lot done. We focus on national security and defense issues. But even when I was going to lead rail safety in the House, I looked to one of my Republican counterparts there, a fellow Naval Academy graduate, to now lead that bill with me in the House. We need that down in Washington. We need folks who understand that the bonds of country are stronger than our partisan ones. We're not going to agree on everything. Believe me, we don't. But where we can, we ought to work together. And it shows, I think, not just in the work down there, but the coalition that I've put together to, frankly, win re-election, right? Labor across the board, Fraternal Order of Police, the district attorney in Beaver County, Governor Shapiro, you name it. Those are folks who understand we have to work together to do the right things for this country and for Western Pennsylvania.
United States Congressman Chris DeLuzio, representing the 17th Congressional District. Appreciate your time this morning and Good luck. 2 weeks till the election. Thank you.
Thanks, Larry. Get out there and vote, folks.
Get out and vote. Oh, little Stevie.